Yell about this, inflation surges twice as much as expected. By John Carney on March 14, 2024. A key gauge of inflation surged higher in February, confirming that the pace of inflation has accelerated as the new year has got underway. The Producer Price Index, which measures the prices paid to U.S. businesses for their goods and services, rose by 0.6% in the second month of 2024, the Department of Labor said Thursday. This was twice the rate of inflation in the Producer Price Index, or PPI, recorded in January and twice what Wall Street was expecting. Compared with a year ago, the index is up 1.6%, a significant acceleration from the 0.9% 12-month increase recorded in January. Economists had forecast a 1.2% increase. This was the fastest monthly gain since August of last year and the highest yearly gain since September. The producer price index has risen in 3 out of the last 4 months. Data from the consumer price index and the PPI in January and February suggests that the slowdown in inflation seen last year has stalled. This casts into doubt the timing and extent of interest rate cuts that might come from the Federal Reserve this year. Stripping out food and energy prices, core PPI rose 0.3% for the month. That's a step down from the 0.5% in January but above the consensus estimate of 0.2%. Compared with a year ago, core PPI is up 2%, exactly the 12-month gain recorded in January. Also excluding a category called trade services, which measures the markup of retailers and wholesalers, prices rose 0.4% in February, down from the monthly gain of 0.6% at the start of the year. Over the past 12 months, this so-called core PPI measure is up 2.8%, up from January's 2.6%. If producer price inflation were to run as hot as it did in February for the next 12 months, prices would rise 6.9%. The producer price part of the measure's name comes from the fact that the price changes are measured from the point of view of the seller of the goods rather than the buyer. That means they do not include sales or excise taxes or government subsidies that go to consumers. Shipping costs that are paid by consumers are also excluded. The prices of imports are not included because those are not received by U.S. producers but by foreign producers. The final demand part of the measure's name comes from the fact what is measured is the prices of sales to what are sometimes called end users. That is, these are not sales of components or materials that are directly employed to create goods and services sold to consumers. These are products sold to customers who are government buyers, household buyers, businesses buying capital goods, and foreign buyers. Earlier this week, the Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index was reported as rising 0.4% in February compared with the previous month. Compared with 12 months earlier, it was up 3.2%. The core measure, which excludes food and energy prices, also rose 0.4% and was up 3.8% over 12 months. The monthly and annual gains in core CPI were higher than expected. Prices for final demand goods were up 1.2% in February, the largest increase since August. A big jump in energy prices explains most of that rise, although the measure of core goods, which excludes food and energy, was up by 0.3%. Final demand food prices rose 1%. Prices for final demand services rose 0.3% in February after rising 0.5% in January. In addition, the index of final demand goods and services, the government calculates indexes for intermediate demand products. These are goods and services purchased by businesses as inputs to production, excluding capital investments. Intermediate goods can include wood used in home construction, hardware assembled into computers, and wheat that is later processed into food. Processed goods for intermediate production jumped 1.6% in February, the biggest increase since August. Foods and feeds were up 0.3% and fuels up 6.2%. Core intermediate goods rose 0.5%, the third straight monthly gain and an acceleration from January's 0.3% and December's 0.1%. Compared with a year ago, processed goods for intermediate demand are down 1.8%, less than half the 3.7 12-month decline recorded in January. The index for unprocessed goods for intermediate demand rose 1.2%. That was driven by a big jump in energy prices and a smaller increase in food and feeds prices. Excluding those categories, unprocessed goods prices fell. The producer price index is often referred to as the wholesale price index, although this is incorrect. It is not an index of wholesale prices and does not particularly reflect prices of goods sold at wholesale rather than retail. It was known as the wholesale price index until it was changed more than 45 years ago, although that name was always inaccurate.